John Osier, Jaguars.com here 3 days before the start of training camp with Jaguars head coach Mike Mularkey. First of all, thanks for joining us, coach, and welcome back.
Glad to be back. A lot of energy. We're all ready to go, the whole staff.
That's what I was going to ask you about. First of all, there's an energy that's different even from the offseason, different than anything you get during the regular season. When training camp starts, what's it like around an NFL team? Put the fans here.
Well, a little anxiety, especially from the younger players who've never experienced a training camp. You know, I think you'll see the players will come in here. I think the first week is really the grind of the training camp, and you're not going to see a lot of jovial people that first week because it is. It's very trying on you, players and coaches, and really the whole staff, because you're really here living basically from 7 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night every day. It is a grind, so you're going to see different emotions from everybody, and even from the coaches. You know, it's just, especially the guys that have been around it for a long time, that they it's hard on them.
We'll touch on the ins and outs of what you like to do in training camp, but walking around the building today, new messages on the doors, there's a new locker room. You know, talk about, first of all, the newness around the facility.
Well, we, from the first day we got here, we've tried to, you know, show the players there's some things that we stand for as a staff, and so some of the things you're seeing around here with the signage really relates to the things we believe are what's going to help us win football games, and it started in the weight room. All the racks have some kind of saying or a quote on in the locker in the weight room, so we're spreading it out through the hallways and on the doors. And obviously, you know, with Shad providing a brand new locker room for the players, that has been great for us. Really, there's been a lot of upgrades everywhere, and as you've seen as we go through the building, and that's going to continue. We just want to show the players that we're building this team, this franchise, for success, and it starts with some of the things we're doing. It's just little things, even little signs on the doors, but they're constant reminders to the players of what we stand for, and that's why you see them all over the place. Mm-hmm.
And you're one of the few people who's actually, I assume you've had a glimpse of the locker room.
I have access to the locker room.
And, and it's something, I haven't seen it, but I'm told it's something to behold.
It's amazing. I've been in some locker rooms in the NFL, and this is probably the best one I've been in. And it's not complete, and it still has 3 days to go, and they're really scrambling to have it done for one of the players, because we would really like the players to be the first ones in, and it was you know, built for them, and so we're kind of keeping it. Even the coaches haven't had a chance to walk in there and see it, but it's an amazing, amazing place, and really, Shad has gone out of his way to make sure it's first class.
How much of what you did in the off season was to prepare to be on the ground running on Friday?
A lot, just based on the way we started each phase of. There's three phases this offseason, not just in the first phase really being the strength and conditioning. These guys had to know where we were coming from, where we wanted them to be in regards to conditioning, because to do what we want to do in all three phases, you have to be in top condition. And you have to be in top condition from the first day you get here. Training camp starting Thursday when they do a physical assessment run. And then getting into the installations of all three systems, we've just kind of repetitively kept doing it. So, again, we're just trying to just reinforce what we started with one more time and time after time. And when they get here, they're going to get the same thing they got the first time they walked in the building, which for the, you know, this will be the fourth install. But we're starting from scratch. And all, it, like John Bonamago said to me this morning, do you mind? I'm going to start back with, you know, basically how to tackle, you know, all the little things first. And I said, no, that's the way we want to do it, just from the beginning and start over again.
What stood out in the 12 weeks of the offseason or 8 weeks of the offseason that makes you excited coming in?
The guys in the locker room, the staff that I really had never worked with in the building or on the field. But those two things, I think, give us a chance. And the players showed how badly they want to turn things around here. And it was very evident on the practice field. And if you can ever gauge anything, how your team is responding is how do they practice and how do they focus in meetings. And they were very attention to detail, very high effort in practices, even very strenuous practices. They gave it their all. So I know that alone gives us a chance every Sunday.
You'll be asked about Maurice until he's here. Any word, and either way, what's your approach?
Well, we sent letters to every player on the roster, the 90 players on that are signed to the roster, and everybody had to sign that they received their information on when to report. And Maurice, somebody in California signed for it, so I know he knows all the information. I can't say he's not going to be here until he doesn't show up, but we're going to go full speed ahead as we have since we got here. And the players could show up in April. We're going to just, the guys that are here, we're going to focus on winning with those guys.
Mike, it's an exciting time.
Thanks,
everybody's
John.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are too.
I'm John Oger for Mike Mularkey for Jaguars.com.